trainers, tracks, tips. This is the Early Mail.
Gates fly back, they're off and racing.
Yes, time for the Early Mail. It is my final edition before Daniel returns tomorrow, so that means I'm desperate to get a winner and hand over the keys to what was a sinking ship there at one point, but we've sort of managed to turn things around and hopefully we finish on a good note today. Al, what are the track conditions for Sportsbet Pakenham tonight?
Currently a soft 5. Showers predicted in Victoria today around certain parts and the rail will be out 4 metres.
Alrighty, we've turned to the big guns this morning to help us out with a winner. One of our favourites, Greg Garrell. He's probably one of the only ones that doesn't have a red card next to his name as well. Morning, Greg. How are you?
Yeah, very well, thank you.
That's the way. Hopefully you can help us out at Pakenham tonight. You've got 3 runners. First of those is race 3, number 3, Cranick. There in a small field, drawn barrier 3. It says Ben Mellum is riding. I would assume that'll require a jockey change tonight. Third on debut at Cranbourne. What are your thoughts?
Yes, look, I think he's in good shape, this horse. I like his first up run. Got back, but he ran into it quite nicely. I think the 1600 would be absolutely ideal for him. Come out of his first up start, terrific. So really, really happy with this horse. I think the Pakenham track will suit him enormously, and we just got to find a jockey, yeah. So, but look, pound for pound, I think this bloke will run really well.
All right, great push there for Cranick there in the third. Desolation goes around in the following race. That's race 4, number 1. Fourth there, first up at Cranbourne. Second up, it's a short price favourite. Do you expect it to be winning?
Oh, I think he'll run very, very close. He's got to be, he's in good order, this horse. I liked his first up run. I thought it was very good. He's derived a lot of benefit from it. Packing him again, track will be ideal for him, but he'll be very, very competitive tonight.
All right, another good push, race 4, number 1, Desolation. And in the following race, race 5, number 6, Speedtail, gets out to the 1,400 metres where he was a winner last preparation. Will that suit tonight?
I think it will. I think that's sort of where he's sort of been looking for, this bloke, at the moment. The Sting will be out of the track, which he sort of appreciates. But he's in good nick. He's another one that's sort of, where he's at the moment. I think he'll be competitive also.
All right, that's 3 good pushes now. You just got to play your cards right, Greg. So what's the very best?
Well, yeah, look, I think it'll be a bit of a toss-up between Cranich and Desolation. I think they're both in very, very good order. And, if they both jump in, I'd be very, very happy. And it wouldn't surprise me, but it's probably hard to push one in front of the other, but probably Desolation. He's definitely knocking at the door.
All right, that's the safer option with the market. So that'll do us. Race 4, number 1, Desolation, $2.45. What's your best at Mornington on Saturday? Cup day?
Yes, it'll be. Our Red Morning, she kicks off campaign this time in. Been a little bit slow to get there, this girl, this time, but I've been very, very happy with the work this week. And disappointingly, we've drawn the car park, so it's just going to be a struggle from that gate. But look, if we happen to get a bit of rain, she has won there before, and she is in good order. But she'll have to have a best foot forward on Saturday, so it's just going to be probably a bit of a tough ask from that gate.
Yeah, no one likes to see number 19 when it comes to the barriers. That's not what you want to see on a Thursday morning. Hey, Greg, appreciate your time this morning. Good luck at Pakenham tonight. Hopefully we can train a treble, but for us here on the Early Mail, we'll be cheering home race 4, number 1, Desolation. Good luck.
Well done. Thank you very much.
Greg Urell joining us there.